2016 Utah Education Debate Coalition. That coalition consists of five entities. In addition to the association, we have KSL, the United Way of Salt Lake, the Hinckley Institute of Politics, and the Sutherland Institute. I knew I was missing one. I couldn't figure out who it was. I'm sorry for that. This is the third in eight debates that we are hosting for the fall campaign. We're doing one in each of the eight districts for the State Board of Education that we have, that voters will be electing here in November. We are particularly thrilled that we can be here again at Early Light Academy. They were gracious enough to host us at the during the primary debate in June, and we're very thrilled that they were willing to give us their wonderful facility again. I want to specifically thank Mary Cannon and Sid Young for their wonderful help in pulling everything together, in saying that just mentioning those two people, I know I leave out a lot of people, including students and other staff here, and for that I apologize, but we really are thrilled that we have such a great facility to pull this together. I'm going to, we'll start with Sid Young will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then I'm going to turn things over to Christine Cook. Wow, you know, I've sort of done this once or twice before. You would think that I wouldn't fail so much. Christine Cook is the Education Policy Analyst at the Sutherland Institute, and she will be moderating the debate. As such, she will set the rules and be the enforcer of those rules. We have worked with the candidates to make sure that everyone's comfortable with that, but her word will be final. We look forward to this. In the second half hour, I'll be bringing a mic around for you to ask questions, so be prepared. Be thinking about what you'd like to say. Sid, would you lead us in the pledge?
Can we get a light on the flag, or should we move the flag over?
If you want light on it, you'll need to move it. We don't have
it. Okay.
And it'll pull out of that stand, so. Probably slide it around.
Just so it's not in the dark. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to your state school board debate. I'm Christine Cook with Sutherland Institute. We are excited to have this conversation between candidates and voters. Just to remind you that education is very important, not just because it's a political topic, but because it goes to who we are as people. We're created to learn and to accomplish great things, and education helps us do that. So the work of the board is also important to that, which is why we believe that these races and this debate is so important. Candidates, this is your opportunity to make your best pitch to the voters about why you should be on the board. And voters, this is your opportunity to take notes, live tweet, and ask questions to your candidates. So first, we will start with introductory remarks. I will give 2 minutes, and we're actually gonna start with Lisa.
Hello, my name is Lisa Cummins. I have lived in the Harriman area for the last 11 years, have loved it. The reason I am running for the state school board is because for the last 6 years, while I have been teaching the public, I've gone from Logan to St. George and Blanding and various national events, speaking about anti-Common Core issues and education and educating parents and legislators and teachers. And when Jefferson Moss decided not to continue in this seat, I investigated the candidates and found that there was no one representing my voice, that parents were the experts of their children, that they weren't being heard, that concerns weren't being addressed. And there was a lot of miscommunication actually going on, from whether it be from the state to the district or the district to the parents and the teachers and so forth, so on and so forth. And I've discovered that it's time that someone step up and start speaking about the real truth and the real issues going on, and not sugarcoating it, and not lying about it, circumventing. There's a book out there called The Fallacy Detective, and there's about 28 different ways to tell a lie, but I only know of one way to tell the truth. And so, you know, here it is in black and white. I've got 54 pages of notes and more on the way that I'm continually researching and keeping up on the current issues of education, and I hope to bring that to the table of the State School Board.
Thank you. Erin.
My name is Erin Preston, and why I am running for the State Board of Education is this. I have a professional career of 20 years as an attorney. The last 10 years, however, spent starting schools, building schools, being an administrator, and being an education advocate. Originally, I'm a farm kid from Idaho who grew up on a family farm, working construction and farming with my family. We all lived on the same piece of property with my grandparents and my great-grandma. Learned hard work and do the right thing. Thanks to the grace of some wonderful teachers who saw more in me than I saw in myself, I was prepared for college, and before I knew I was going to go, I got lucky there. Went to BYU, BYU Law School, and then set about changing the world, or so I thought. Went to work for the Securities and Exchange Commission, prosecuting stock fraud initially. Did my part there. From there, I went into business. But when I had my own kids and started looking into educational options, I became frustrated with some of the options that were at hand, and I